The Angels are in Minnesota Monday. Rod Carew being honored and throwing out the first pitch. We start in the second inning with Joe Mauer at the plate for Minnesota.
A drive hit hard to center. Maven going back. That ball's gone. A home run for Joe Mauer. And it is 3-0.
Nobody out. Now Kepler batting. And the pitch, a rocket to right center field. Deep in the gap. That is back towards the out-of-town scoreboard and off the wall. 4-0 Twins.
The ball hooked to the right field corner. Deep.
Out of here.
Gone. A home run. Max Kepler with a home run just over the wall. Kepler with his 10th of the year.
Fits well in this lineup. Swung and a miss. Nice pitch there by Mejia.
Force the issue a little bit with his bat. Here's the ball scalded to left center field. Toward the gap. It'll score Mauer. It'll go to the wall. It'll score Escobar. And Sano drives in two with a double.
And that's the inning, and that's likely the night for Adalberto Mejia.
The Twins take the opening game of their series against the Angels with a 9-5 final. Afterwards, here's manager Paul Molitor.
I mean, a beautiful summer night at one of the best venues in the game, and the crowd was lively and involved. And I know the players appreciate that. He stepped up. He's given us some good games here as of late, and it was nice to see him go deeper. I don't know when the last time we had seven innings from someone other than Santana Barrios, you know. So we needed a little pick-me-up there, and he gave it to us. We had the one inning where he gave up a couple hits, run-producing hits, but mostly he was good. They had the long home run, too, late in his outing. But offensively, it was nice that a lot of guys contributed. Obviously Joe's homer was big, gave us a little cushion early, but we kept adding on, which made a big difference at the end of the game. Sano had the big double, and driving a couple, and it was just a good night. Ran the bases aggressively and fairly well. We caught the ball well. Buck made a nice play. Polanco's double play. It was a good all-around game for us.
Max Kepler had the biggest night for the Twins, going 4-for-4, driving in three, scoring a run. He was a triple shy of the cycle and describes his night.
I just told myself to just go out there and not really care about anything, because I've been thinking too much at the plate lately, overanalyzing stuff, and I got some pitches to hit, and luckily I didn't miss them this time.
In the third inning, you hit a double that scored Miguel Sano from first, and we don't see his speed a whole lot on display. Could you see that or sense that? Did you get any appreciation of him going first to home?
Oh, he's sneaky speedy, We both came up through the minors, watched him my whole career, and he's got some speed. Like, people underestimate him, but he's speedy for a big guy.
For you guys to put together the win that you did with so many different contributions in key spots from different guys, how nice was it to start a homestand this way?
It's awesome, and look at all the people that came out. 36,000 is awesome. I hope we carry it on until the break.
Joe Mauer also contributed, going 2-for-4, couple of runs, driving in a pair with a home run. Here's Mauer after Monday's win.
That one felt good. That's about what it told me. But just happy to get on the board there early. And Mejia gave us a good start, throwing up some zeros. So that was a lot of fun.
And before the game tonight, we honored Rod Carew. And I know he has been a longtime friend of yours. What did that mean to you to see him here and healthy at the ballpark tonight?
That's awesome. We were out in L.A. and we were able to see him out there too. But to see him back here home in Minnesota is pretty good. So it's always nice to see Rod. And absolutely.
The series continues on Tuesday with Kyle Gibson going for the Twins. J.C. Ramirez pitches for the Angels.